A disease once thought to be eradicated is showing up again in some U.S. communities. We're talking about polio, and NPR's Ari Daniel brings us the story of one woman's struggle.
Minda Dentler got the text message from a friend of hers. Someone in Rockland County, New York, had gotten polio and was now paralyzed.
I was like in disbelief to see it in the United States. We have all these resources, and then to hear that somebody didn't get part of the regular childhood vaccines and that person could get polio, it was shocking to me.
That's because polio is personal for Dentler. She was born in India, and when she was just 6 months old, she contracted the disease. She missed the wave of universal immunization in the country by several years. The result, Dentler became paralyzed in both her legs. She can still feel everything. She just can't tell her legs to move.
My mother realized she couldn't take care of me, so she dropped me off at an orphanage.
When she was 3 and a half, a couple in the U.S. adopted her.
My body was sort of stuck in this like seated position. So I spent the first few years in America just going through a number of surgeries to basically straighten me out.
She learned to handle a wheelchair and to walk by using the crutches, her legs immobile beneath her.
I didn't want to take the disabled bus to school. Like, I wanted to be able to take the bus with my sister. And so I had to learn how to go up the stairs.
Her family was athletic, so Dentler often watched from the sidelines, wanting to compete herself.
But I couldn't.
When she was in her late 20s and living in New York City, a friend introduced her to a running club for athletes with disabilities. It's where she learned how to use her upper body to propel a three-wheeled low-to-the-ground bike, something called hand cycling, and where she met a friend in a wheelchair who completed a triathlon.
I remember watching him at the finish line thinking, that's what I want to do next year. Actually, I signed up for the race without knowing how to swim or run.
Within 7 months, she learned to swim and to compete using a racing wheelchair. When she finished her first race, she was motivated to go farther. She soon took up half Ironman triathlons, 70 miles of swimming, biking, and running. And she kept meeting people with extraordinary athletic ambitions. They inspired her to do what they were doing, one of the most demanding physical events in the world, the Ironman.
At the time, no female wheelchair athlete had ever made the time cutoffs to finish that race.
On her first try in Hawaii, she missed the cutoff. But a year later, she made it and became the first female wheelchair athlete to complete the grueling race. 140 miles in water and on land, propelled entirely by her arms and upper body.
I think it's important to stay physically active.
Dentler wins a medal for understatement, too. Since then, she's done three other Ironmans. Now, she's also in the midst of another marathon. She's a mom. Her daughter Maya is 7 years old and well aware of her mother's challenges and accomplishments. In fact, not long ago, she brought her into school for show and tell.
She said, "Who wouldn't want a mom like that?" The kids asked me a ton of questions, and it was actually pretty fun to answer them. And the kids' eyes would get really big when they heard that I could do all of these things.
The kinds of things Dentler had accomplished in spite of the virus that, as much as it's shaped her and as proud as she is of her achievements, she'd never wish upon Maya.
I remember vividly when she was 3 months old, getting her first polio vaccine, I just remember crying because I realized, like, wow, she is not going to face the debilitating effects of having polio like I have just because she got access to a vaccine and I chose to get her immunized.
A similar choice sits before us all, Dentler argues. When she considers the current polio outbreak in New York, for her, it boils down to a single word, immunization.
I wish all people who may be on the fence about vaccination could really meet me. I'm a reminder to families that they should vaccinate their children.
Dentler is hopeful that polio will be eradicated everywhere in her lifetime, a dream that's been just out of reach for decades. But if we let our foot off the gas now, she says, the beast will just come roaring back. Ari Daniel, NPR News.